It's time for Around Montgomery County on WSMI. I'm your host, Sean Balint. Well, I was not ready for the shock of an email I received this week. I had to give it a double take, a triple take. Senator Andy Menar resigns. Really? It sure happened. An era, well, it hasn't actually happened yet. It will happen in the days to come officially. But an era ends next weekend in Mid-Illinois as State Senator Menar will call it a day with his career as an elected official, 27 years after it began, at an age most of his peers were just celebrating the legal right to buy alcohol. At 21, the Andy Menar story began with a successful run for the Bunker Hill City Council. 4 years later, he would become the town's mayor. Similar stories have degenerated into too much success too soon tales. The likes of former Peoria area Congressman Aaron Schock, once a rising star in the Republican ranks, began with winning a school board seat at age 19, but ended with him losing his congressional seat and nearly his freedom amid corruption charges. Menar never let ambition outpace public service in the priority department. He would continue to serve local residents, moving on to the Macoupin County Board and becoming its chairman. He steered the county through a tough economic blow, losing two of its three active mines in 2007. He landed a new day job in 2009, which only expanded his expertise. He was picked by former Senate President John Cullerton to serve as his chief of staff in 2009. Menar learned a thing or two about crafting important legislation. In fact, his first major task was a historic one, drafting the rules and leading the Illinois Senate through the impeachment trial of former Governor Rod Blagojevich. In 2012, he followed in the footsteps of his mentor, Vince DiMuzio, the legendary Carlinville Democrat who served under the dome for a generation and was elected to the state Senate. He wasn't exactly a wallflower in the hallowed halls of the state capitol. He has made his mark among his legislative achievements: automatic voter registration, a statewide minimum wage for teachers, elimination of police ticket quotas, capping the out-of-pocket cost of insulin at $100 a month, and the first-ever regulation of pharmacy benefit managers. Along the way, he was thought to be a possible successor to his old boss, Cullerton, as Senate President and even Governor, but the era of mega-millionaires and billionaires like Bruce Rauner and J.B. Pritzker self-funding campaigns for Governor, money was likely the biggest roadblock to the executive mansion in Springfield. Now he's leaving the legislature, but he's not leaving state leadership, as he'll become a senior policy advisor to the governor. Menar's star was still rising with growing name recognition statewide. So I asked him, why leave?
You know, it's hard to point to a particular time. It really is, but it's an ongoing process, Sean, I would tell you. If you rewind the clock back to when I was appointed by Governor Pritzker to take part in his transition after he was elected and before he was sworn in, I would tell you I had conversations with him about joining his administration then, but I didn't feel the time was right. I had just been reelected, as you would recall, and there was a lot of work to do still. Plus, that was the first session after the disastrous 4 years of Bruce Rauner. So we had a lot to do, and we got a lot done. And most of the administration's accomplishments in the first year were bipartisan in nature. Then we had a leadership change in the Senate, and that changed the entire dynamic for about a year. And then, of course, we had COVID that is still, unfortunately, with us. So I've learned there's never a great time for these things, but you know, there's multiple considerations. And my thought here is that this current General Assembly is about to end. And this is a good time as any to make a transition, which will allow someone else to get their feet planted and start to do the important work that I think people expect of their state senator.
Menar discusses the nature of his new role in the Pritzker administration and the benefits for the Senate district.
Well, you know, we'll find out. I think so, too. But, you know, I'm not there yet. And it's one job at a time. And there's important work to do between now and the 17th when the formal transition is complete. But I would expect it to be very similar to the role that I had as chief of staff in the Senate, which was for technically the Senate president, but it is for the entire Senate. And that is very much supporting the work of the Senate, making sure it operates smoothly. It's administrative in nature, and it's also helping in that case then John Cullerton, the president of the Senate, with decision making. I'm not the decision maker. I wasn't then, and I won't be with Governor Pritzker. But I do think that we have an opportunity to take some good steps in the right direction, especially given what the COVID virus has done to our state's economy. We are not unique in Illinois. It's been relentless across the country, but we certainly have our work cut out for us. And I'm anxious to get started on that work now in a different role as a guy who still lives in Bunker Hill. I'm not going anywhere. I'm still living in the same home, three blocks from where I grew up. And I'll bring that experience of my home and my life and living here always to the governor's office, and I'm looking forward to it.
These days, some politicians find a way to avoid tough questions, only seem to speak to supporters and avoid a hostile audience. Menard often took the hard road when needed.
Yeah, you know, I've been asked that question a couple times today, and my knee-jerk reaction is school funding reform, because that, you know, that was a once-in-a-generation law that is now in place. You know, it's every generation, there's one shot to get that done. And that wasn't just me. That was voices across the state that over the course of 4 years worked together, became stronger and stronger to get it done. Wouldn't have happened without vocal superintendents like Dr. Powell in Hillsborough, or Dr. First now in Litchfield, or former superintendent David Lett in Pena. And I'm missing many, of course. I shouldn't name names, but it wouldn't happen without people and teachers and parents demanding better of their state government. So I was lucky to get to sponsor that bill and to work on it for 4 years. It was an up and down roller coaster, but it was worth it. But I would say that's not it, Sean. Here's what I'm the most proud of. It's accountability. That's missing in our system today. And what I heard most from voters is whether or not they agree with me or disagree with me on a particular issue, they want me as their state senator to be accountable. What does that mean? That means showing up on WSMI. It means answering the calls from reporters, even when you don't want to talk to them. It means calling people back that are angry at you. It means going to meetings and town halls when people say uncomfortable things to you or offer you criticism for the work that you've done. That's accountability. And I feel like for 8 years, that was a central theme of my service. And honestly, I think that's something that sets us apart. And I say us because, you know, it's my district office is working toward that. In addition to myself, it sets us apart from others. Accountability is a key. And I think that's one thing that's missing today in our system.
In the school funding reform fight, Menard was like a Bunker Hill basketball player in a hostile gym, especially when it comes to making appearances in suburban Chicago, where opposition to funding reform was strong and vocal.
No, it hasn't. I you know, I use the story all the time that I recall early on in the process, I was driving to DuPage County, you know, which is one of the wealthiest counties in the country, just west of the city of Chicago. And I left the house in Bunker Hill early that morning. My plan was to drive up for a town hall meeting with the superintendents of schools of DuPage County, with my colleague and in the state Senate who organized it, and to drive home that day. And I told Trista when I left the house in Bunker Hill that jokingly, she may not see me again because they may not let me out alive in DuPage County, because I apparently had the gall to stand up and say that our kids in downstate Illinois deserve better than what they're getting. Of course, I came home safely, right? But that's what I mean is if we're going to get things done, we have to be able to reach beyond the normal boundaries that contain us and talk to people that perhaps we don't think we have a lot in common with, and then to listen. That's what we need more of in the system today. And I'm proud that I did that for 8 years. And I think that, by the way, made me better at the job. And I think it made me more effective in Springfield.
In this social media-dominated era, and an era where news channels have become news and commentary channels, Menar says legislator longevity just isn't what it used to be. In the interview with me on Tuesday, one day before chaos unfolded at the U.S. Capitol, he offers thoughts that resonate even more.
Well, you know, the idea that members of the Senate spend their lifetime in the legislature is just complete. It's a complete fallacy. It doesn't happen. There are a few exceptions, of course, but it's just a complete fallacy. Matter of fact, if we were to adopt term limits in Illinois, that would actually increase the amount of time that legislators spend in office. Because it's, and I don't say this because I want sympathy. I knew what I was getting into. But it's a tough job. And doing it in the age of social media is a relentless proposition because social media is not conducive to facts and correct information. It's conducive to mischief and spreading fear and doubt and division. And I'm concerned about that because it has an impact far beyond what I think we even realize today. So this idea that there would be a senator, Vince DiMuzio again, that spends 30 plus years in the legislature proudly as a downstater is a thing of the past. And that's largely, I think, because of social media. You know, we're human, right? I'm a human being. I get up every day in Bunker Hill. I go to work. I come home to my family, and I do it all again the next day, just like everybody else. And the difference, obviously, is the responsibility plus everything that goes along with it. And that does, I mean, I would be lying if I didn't say that doesn't take a toll. But there's also good things, Sean. You can get things done. Despite the polarized environment that we live in today, the ability to get big things done is there. I think we showed that over 8 years, beyond school funding reform. You know, we stood up for soil and water conservation districts downstate. We funded vocational education at 6 high schools in Macoupin County to a level that they've never seen before. We're going to build a regional trade high school in Litchfield in short order because that's going to offer kids opportunities that they don't have today in our area. I mean, those are some big things. I'm proud of them, and I was proud to be able to usher those things through the legislature.
Menar discusses what he'll miss the most when he says goodbye to the upper chamber January 17th.
You know, I think what I'll miss the most is the daily interaction with constituents. I've forged friendships across the district in places that are surprising, with Republicans, for example. I could, you know, for example, former mayors in the district and people that served in local office and school board members and, you know, people that don't lead with politics, I will miss those daily contacts. Now, I'm not moving to another country. I'm still here, and I'm not going anywhere. But it'll be a different role, and I think I will miss that daily interaction mostly with constituents and local officials.
Governor J.B. Pritzker saluted Menar after the news.
Well, I'm thrilled that Senator Andy Menar will be joining our administration shortly. I think anybody that knows him knows that he is one of the most thoughtful state senators that has served in the state Senate. I know that there are many people in the state Senate who will see it as a real loss for them that they have a colleague who's leaving them during this session, which will be challenging and interesting for everybody, but he will still be working in state government in a very important position advising me. I rely upon him as somebody who tells the truth, who knows the process better than almost anybody, and I'm looking forward to having daily working relationship with him.
Senator Dick Durbin was candid about his sadness in seeing Menar leave the legislature. Senator, any thoughts on the departure of Senator Menar from the legislature?
What a loss to our state, and what a loss of a friend who has been an excellent state senator. He really is an extraordinary legislator. But Governor Pritzker, he's going to gain from our loss. and bringing Andy into his administration, he's going to have a better chance to put quality legislation forward for the good of this state. I talked to Andy the day he made the decision. I was disappointed, but I understand it was a personal and family decision on his part, and there was an opportunity there with the governor that doesn't come along very often.
If there's one benefit of Senator Menard's departure from the legislature now, it's that I can sum up his career and weigh in on it without it happening as part of an obituary-style salute. In a time of 140 characters or less, and no, I'm not picking on the president's Twitter account, I'm talking about these times where ads, third-party ads and social media, have overwhelmed the debating and campaigning that happens every 2, 4, or 6 years. It makes it harder than ever to relate to the days of the Lincoln-Douglas debates. Abraham Lincoln never treated his work like something spun out of Madison Avenue. He sold his ideas to the public, not himself. In fact, honest and humble Abe might say that he sold his ideas in spite of himself. Andy Menard didn't try to cheapen the political process. He didn't prey on the emotions or fears of voters. He tried to make us smarter voters. His legacy will be easy to spot for years to come in Bunker Hill, Macoupin County, and across the 48th State Senate District. Now we'll see the impact of the next chapter. Thanks for joining me on Around Montgomery County, and thanks to Senator Menard for being so accommodating over the years, right here on WSMI. Sean Balint saying, have a great weekend, everyone.